up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
My, here we go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you from beautiful northern Minnesota, where we still have unseasonably warm weather, even though my fingers are freezing. I don't know about you, holiday season underway. I just literally came in from putting up Christmas lights on the house. I'll tell you more about that as we get the show going. And we did that after just returning from Christmas shopping. Getting started here, because what are we? We're like into the second week of December, kind of, because it started in the middle of the week last week. And holy cow, that's all I got
and
to
it's
say.
Rich history.
Whoa, who's that guy and why is he talking? I see. That's what happens. We're in the brand new studio, and I'm pushing buttons, and I don't know what I'm pushing, but that's a pretty green line. We'll hear from that guy later. Anyway, it's been wild. This is second show coming from the new side of the studio. And we really need to put labels on these buttons so I know what they all do. I thought, you know, we don't need to write anything on here as long as I know where all the things are. But maybe I don't. I don't know. Let's just start the show. We got plenty to talk about as we get things rolling this week. Let's start out with the V-Tones and Little Polish Power here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Hey, that rhymed. There you go, the V-Tones, Polish Power here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week, doing what we do every week, and that is spinning great old-time records here on the show. Everything we have on the show, always vinyl all the way here, doing it old school, I tell you. We are not doing Christmas old school at our house, I'll tell you that right now. I told you, I just came in from putting Christmas lights on. I already put all my blow molds out that I'm going to do this year. You know what blow molds are, right? Like you see those big plastic snowmen and Santa Clauses and reindeers and whatnot. They're made out of hard plastic. Blow mold is the process by which they make them. And collectors and aficionados of those call them blow molds. And I would be in the category of a blow mold aficionado. And I normally put about 35 of them out in the front yard. You know, Santa Clauses and snowmen, and we got Minnie Mouse and Snoopy with a Santa hat on, and I got Mary and Joseph, and what else? A couple of tin soldiers and some Noel candles, and just on down the line, there's a bunch of them out there. And this year I'm cheating, and they're all in the porch, in the window, except for a couple out by the front door. And then we normally will put a string of the big C9 Christmas bulbs, the light bulbs across the front of the house. And every year when I take them down, I kind of just yank them down and they fall on the ground and they bust and the cords get screwed up. And so then we just buy a new set every year. And this year I was like, hey, we could buy these fancy LED lights with the motion and the changing colors and the magical stuff. And then the wife was like, yeah, and instead of staple gunning them to the front of the house like you do every year, we got 9,000 staples in the front edge of the house. So you could get these clips and they'll clip right onto the gutter. And so we did, and it worked. But my hands are frozen off because you can't work the clipper thingies to clip them onto the gutter when you got gloves on. So, but they're on and they're lit up and they appear to be working. Now the remote control, yes, they have a remote control, ladies and gentlemen. The Christmas lights have a remote control. What is this world coming to? You can change their color and you can change their pattern and you can change their mode and you can turn them on and off and you can do all kinds of weird stuff. And I just don't know if I'm ready for that. But they're on. They are illuminating the northern end of our block this evening. So things are looking good anyway, but yikes, a lot more work than I thought it was going to be up and down the ladder because you can only clip a couple and you got to move the ladder. And holy cow, and we went Christmas shopping for all the grandkids. You know, they say as you get older, life gets simpler and your Christmas list gets smaller. No, it doesn't. Not if you have children, because then they get significant others and then they procreate. And then you have grandkids and then you have more grandkids. And the next thing you know, you're buying robotic dogs. But I'll tell you about that later. We need to play some more music. Old time music, polka music from Guy Lombardo. That is not something you get every day. But anyway, I wonder if they call him Guy Lombardo up in Canada. I don't know. Right, there you go, Guy Lombardo, or Guy Lombardo, as the case may be there, and the pie in the face polka, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Don't forget about the Oompa Hour hotline. Yes, you can actually call a phone number, which is 218 256-259-2985. And by calling that number, you could make a request. You could ask for a dedication. You could ask about a record or a band or a song or whatever the heck you want to do. That's the official hotline here into the studio where the Oompa Hour happens each and every week as we sit here in front of the record players and play actual old-time records for you. Most of them actually come off of 45s, if you can imagine that. If you remember 45s anyway. So we are going to slip, by the way, the first old-time Christmas song of the season into the program coming up a little bit later on, so stand by for that. Hootenanny Polka is next up. Vincent Justinski and his orchestra. Let's just roll it. I don't know about you, I just see people getting exhausted from dancing to that one. Says it's the Hootenanny Polka, Vincent Justinski and his orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour, a Dana Polka Oldies. It says right on the record label here, copyright 1946. And we all know that was the William Tell Overture, also known as the theme from The Lone Ranger. But there it's the Hootenanny Polka. Interesting thing about that, you know, the Lone Ranger used the William Tell Overture for theme song, you know, da-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dum. And then there was the Green Hornet used Flight of the Bumblebee for a theme song. Anyway, you know how that goes. You know why they did that? Because those were old, old songs before 1922, and they were in the public domain. So the producers of the radio shows did not have to pay rights to use those songs as the theme song. Ha! One of those little details of copyright rules there. So you learn something else that is probably of absolutely no use to you. Again this week here on the Oompa Hour. I told you we went Christmas shopping, started there on the grandkids. We have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 grandkids, which is not a lot. And they range in age from, 13, going to be 14, to like 4 months. So we've got the full range of kids to buy for. And, you know, we're grandma and grandpa, so we tend to want to spoil them a bit. And, one of the kids wanted Chip the robotic dog. And, of course, I was like, sure, we'll get him a robotic dog, $200. And it actually interacts with you and learns your personality. And everyone is different because it learns to interact differently with whoever owns it. It's the weirdest thing ever. But, you know, whatever. If it makes him happy, I'm pretty easy on these things. Chip the robotic dog. I just hope he doesn't come to life there in the package before Christmas gets here. So that's another thing. We put these fancy Christmas lights up. They change color, and they blink, and they go back and forth, and they do all that. And I told my wife, I said, you know, these Christmas lights, they're this lighting. This is a code in lights telling the aliens, it's okay to land here. That's my theory on the weird blinky computer-controlled Christmas lights with the remote control. Aye, 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 I don't know. Six Fat Dutchmen, though. Let's do the Schneider Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. And that's the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Schneider Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, playing great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. Hope you're having a great time along with it. And we will be slipping in a Christmas old-time tune today. Don't forget now, when we get to Christmas week, that week, and Christmas comes on Sunday, I believe. So the week prior to, I think, is when we'll be putting out our show that's all old-time Christmas music. So you don't hear that in too many places, but you do hear it here on the Oompa Hour. All right, before we roll into the next record, got the Little Fisherman of Texas coming up here in a second. Before we do that, though, I want to talk about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by and check them out. They have 1,400 different accordions, concertinas on display, all sorts of memorabilia, music, history about the instruments, about the music, about the people that came to this country from other countries and brought a lot of great music along with them. They are one of the only places on the planet with a concertina and accordion technician and repair school. You can actually learn how to fix these amazing instruments. Now, of course, they have a very active schedule of events, especially through the spring and the summer months. Not a lot going on in the winter time, of course, but they are open and you can stop by. Check out their website, worldofaccordions.org. You can find all the information, see a few pictures. It's a pretty amazing place. They have won a lot of tourist awards for being an amazing place to go to. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find it. I want to share this cartoon with you, though. It's a comic, you know, that somebody shared with me on my Facebook thing here. And it took me a second to get this. And I'm going to try to describe the picture, and then I'll tell you the caption. See, the picture, we're in a doctor's office. And there's a doctor standing there. And he looks like a pretty good doctor. You know, he's got the doctor glasses and the doctor smock and the stethoscope and all that. And sitting on the bed in the doctor's office is Gingerbread Man, Gingerbread Cookie sitting there. And the gingerbread man is looking down, and he's got his little gingerbread hand on his little gingerbread knee. And he's got a big sad face on, and his eyebrows are all sad. And the doctor says, sore knee, huh? Have you tried icing it? Get it? Icing it? He's a cookie. You put icing on cookies. I saw that, and I'm like, what do you mean icing it? Why would it be funny if a gingerbread man puts ice on his knee? I didn't. And then finally, you know, it clicked, and I'm like, oh, jeez, you got to be kidding. So anyway, there's your, I'm trying to explain to you a cartoon, and I'm wasting time when I could be doing the waltz that we do in the show. We always have a waltz. Here's the Farmer's Wedding Waltz, The Little Fisherman of Texas on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go. That is the Little Fisherman of Texas. Well, technically, the little, I'm trying to say it the way it's abbreviated on the record. It can't be done. Anyway, Little Fisherman of Texas, Farmer's Wedding Waltz, they abbreviate it L-I-T-T apostrophe L. Well, you may as well have just had the E on there. It wouldn't really have made any difference. You wasted a space using the apostrophe anyway. I don't know. Anyway, Farmer's Wedding Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Spinning great old-time records for you throughout the hour like we do every week. And we are just tickled to death that you are along with us here for another week of great old-time music like Tom Selleck and the Polecats and Who's the Only Girl?
Sets my heart awhirl. How can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same. We'll be right back. is my mama's world. Can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
Tom Saylock and Polecats there. Who's the only girl polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour? It's your old-time oldie show. Spinning great old-time records for you here like we do every week on the show. And don't forget, too, you know, I mentioned the phone number, which I'll tell you again, which I conveniently wrote down over here on this piece of paper because I can't remember it yet. Area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a message for the Oompa Hour. And, yeah, if you want to make a request or whatever, that is the way to do it, okay? Coming up yet on the show, I do have another waltz because I had set aside a Myron Florin waltz last week that I didn't get to. So we're going to play that even though we've already had one waltz. And I have a great Polish Christmas old-time song coming up here in a few minutes, too. So stand by for that. I'm kind of excited this week. I told you last week now that we have started producing the show in the new studio, which is not really a different location. It's not even a different room, but it's the other side of the room. There's a different, like a completely different studio on either side of the room. And so I'm over here on the new side now, which is really set up much better for doing a show with records than the old side was. So I'm excited about that, and I'm having fun with it because it's way more flexible, and I'm figuring out all the new buttons. But I'm kind of excited because since last week's show, we have added a lamp. I know that excites you. We have added a lamp, probably a 1958 desktop fluorescent lamp, but it's right here behind the master control board, and it lights up the record players so nice, and it's much easier to find the grooves on the records, and you don't appreciate the difference a simple little lamp can make. And it was right there in the old pile of random equipment shoved away in the basement, and it was like, ooh, a lamp. This will really improve the old program, I think. So, anyway, happy Bernie Gordish. He probably had a lamp when he and the band got together to do this record. It's the Honey Open the Door Polka. Honey, Open the Door polka there. Happy Bernie Goidish and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Spinning great old-time records for you here like we do every week when we get together for a little bit of the show here. I actually had a call on the Oompa Hour hotline. They would like to hear anything by Eddie Zima and his band. Eddie Zima and his Star Concertina, I believe. I will dig through the records here as we get into this next Myron Florin record and see if I can't drum up an Eddie Zima record quick for you. You'd think I would check these things earlier and be prepared, but no, that would be ridiculous. But if you want to jot down that hotline number, 218-259-2985, the hotline for the Oompa Hour, if you'd like to make a request or a dedication or whatever. If you want a dedication or something, appreciate it if you could do it a couple of weeks or so in advance so I have time to find the record, because the records are organized in that they are divided up by ethnicity, but not by alphabet or title or anything like that. So I got to literally grab handfuls of them and flip through them to find the record that you want to hear. So we appreciate time to look for something if you need a special dedication or whatever. But when someone says anything by Eddie Zima would be swell, coming up in a little bit, I'll go find it. But I told you we'd sneak in another waltz this week. So slow her down a little bit. Here's Myron Florin and the Saturday Night Waltz. There you go, a little Saturday Night Waltz, Myron Florin here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I say that every time I play a record. It's your old-time oldie show, and you probably know that. It's a little giveaway playing all this great old-time music for you. So glad to be here, glad to be doing it, and glad you're listening to us. Wherever you're listening, you might be listening on a radio station, a little college station, a little Part 15 station, they call them, a little neighborhood station. Might be listening on a big commercial station or college station or FM or AM station. Might be listening on a web stream or a podcast. There's a lot of ways you could be here in the Oompa Hour, coast to coast. We're playing great old-time music for you just for an hour every week. There has been talk about expanding the show, making it longer, maybe adding an optional second hour. I don't know. We'll see if I have time for that sort of nonsense. I don't know. Maybe do the second hour with new music. Would be a possibility too. I don't know. I started this with all these great records because I have so many old time records, and I probably haven't touched even 50% of them since we started the show. So we'll see. But I did have a call on the hotline. Let me give you that hotline number again. Hang on. I should write this on something and hang it up here so I have it in front of me. 218-259-2985 hotline number if you want to leave a request for the Oompa Hour. We'll see if we can't get them on for you. Like this one, I had a request said, hey, play something by Eddie Zima. That's the kind of request I like where you leave it wide open. You know, I could pick any song, but I got the artist, Eddie Zima, and the orchestra. Here is Be Mine, Angeline. We'll be right back. go. Eddie Zima and the orchestra. Be Mine, Angeline, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That one off the hotline. That may be our first request off the new hotline, actually. So even more especially glad to be able to sneak that one in there for you today. So if you want to get that hotline again, jot the number down, because I'm going to lose this piece of scratch paper, and then you won't know what it is. 218-259-2985. You can make your requests, dedications, suggestions, ask questions, whatever. I'll address them here on the show. And, yeah, it's just fun, okay? So do that. What do we got going on? I promise you a Christmas song here as we are going to start slipping them into the show here as we get further into December. John Jeske and Carl Henry doing I Want to Be Polish for Christmas.
My best friend is Polish. He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I missed. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Hey! Lady who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll be boys on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey! Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must.
All I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody
I trust.
Hey!
How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the foot rubbers, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself?
Man, I feel like we just played that record the other day, and we haven't played it since last Christmas. I Want to Be Polish for Christmas here on Tim's Oompa Hour. John Jeske and Carl Henry here on the old Oompa Hour show. And there'll be more and more Christmas old-time records as we continue getting into December. So stick around leading into the all-Christmas old-time show coming up Christmas week here on the show. The Music Cals are on the show next. Here's the ever-popular Beer in Heaven Polka.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found something. no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. Hey! They said there is no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. Hey!
There you go. That is the Musicales and the Beer in Heaven Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Asking this week the musical question, is it possible to take a Hank Williams classic and turn it into an old-time record, huh? We're going to find out after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now here we have a record that I didn't even know I had. I don't remember ever playing this before, and it kind of caught me by surprise when I stumbled upon it moments ago. So let's give it a whirl here. It's done old-time style, all right. It's Marv Masterman doing Hank Williams. Had a big classic record, of course, with Jambalaya. Can you do it old-time style? Apparently you can. Here's Marv Masterman. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. Country music done, classic country music done old-time style there. Marv Masterman and the gang there doing Hank Williams' Jambalaya. And as long as we've almost established a theme, yes, now here on the show, one record establishes a theme. I happen to run into Dick Metko and his boys doing I Won't Go Hunting With You, Jake, But I'll Go Chasing Women, which, of course, was a classic hit song for Jimmy Dean on the country music charts back, I want to say, like around 59 or something. Does that sound right? But anyway, here it is, done old-time style with Dick Metko and the boys.
Well, springtime in the mountains, and I'm full of mountain dew. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little shack that's right behind the house. And here comes Jake with all his hounds, and he's gonna hear me shout. Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing with. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is riding, I'm half-tied, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing with. Go brush your teeth and comb your hair and stag your time to start. Before we go, there's just one thing, this one has got in my heart. Don't chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear a dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16. Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing with. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grin. The moon is riding, I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing with. I turned the page to 34, and what do you think I found? Them gals were things we've never seen beneath them gingham gowns. Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grin. The moon is riding, I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
All right, there you go, Dick Metko and the boys. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, I'm having so much fun. I don't pay attention here. I'm going to forget to end the show here in a couple of more records. I got to watch the darn clock here, but I think we need to slip in a Frankie Yankovic record. And it's weird with Frank Yankovic because, of course, most of his records made with Columbia Records in the 50s and 60s, but he did a lot of other records. A lot of stuff got released on independent labels like this next one. And sometimes it changes the way things are credited on the record because this says Frank Yankovic. Whoever calls him Frank Yankovic. Nobody calls him Frank Yankovic. Frank Yankovic, and that's usually with his Yanks. This acknowledges no band at all. But anyway, it's just for you. Here is Frank Yankovic.
Just for you, no one else but you. I will always remain true until, my dear, that you're mine. My heart for you will pine, just for you, and only just you. No one else but just we two. I'll save my love and kisses just for you, dear, for two.
Well, there you go, Frank Yankovic, it says on the record, and just for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. I get the name right. It's your old-time oldie show, all right? We're going to slip in one more tune here, I think. Yeah, I don't know if we got time for two more tunes. Eh, maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Want to remind you the hotline number, jot it down, 218-259-2985. You call at any time. Now, you don't have to call, but you're hearing the show because you're not hearing it probably when I'm doing it. Because of the syndicated nature of the Oompa Hour, it's heard by many stations, different times, different days, so you never really know. But you'll get the little answering device, and you can leave a message, and we'll be happy to find those requests for you on that. Of course, we're on the Facebook, too, facebook.com/TimZoompaHour. And you can always email to just oompahour@aol.com, and we'll find your requests and your dedications and stuff that way as well. So there we go. I don't know how long this next song is, if we've got time to sneak in two more or not. It's with that tough moment in the show now, where it's close, where you could almost sneak in another song, but really I should probably just talk for a couple of minutes and fill it out here. And I don't want to do that either, but I got a record here from the Golden Brass that we're going to play, and I think this is going to wrap up the show. This is the San Antonio Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Yeah, this is where I normally say something clever about the show. I guess I missed that opportunity.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications,
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it all over again next week, so stick around, join us, and in the meantime, stay happy, everybody!